弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
I ask the brothers and sisters, please read some of the words from the Lord with me.
请我们打开约翰一书第一章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
我们要从第一节读到第十节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 10.
我先用中文读，然后请我们的姊妹用英文读。
Our brother will speak, we read in Chinese, and then we will read in English.
所以你们读中文的人啊，愿意跟我一起读也可以。
So if you, you are read in Chinese, you can read with me.
啊，来，论道从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
1 John chapter 1 verse 1. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write so that our joy may be made complete. And this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus' Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
我们都知道约翰一书啊，是一本讲到生命的经历和生命成长的书。
We all know that First John depicts the experience and the growth of life.
约翰晚年写下这一卷非常重要的书信。
In the latter years of John's life, he wrote this very important epistle.
这对基督徒来讲，这是太大的福气，也是帮助。
This is a great blessing and help to Christians.
在第一章里面，我们可以看见。
In the first chapter, we can see.
约翰告诉我们，在经历和长进的第一步重要经历就是交通。
John taught us that the first important step that we would take to experience this life is fellowship.
他告诉我们不仅要与神有交通，与弟兄姊妹也要有交通。
John tells us that not only do we have to have fellowship with God, we also need to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们知道这个交通非常的重要。
We know that this fellowship is crucial.
如果我们能跟神之间有交通，
If we have fellowship with God,
无论我们个人有什么难处，时代有什么难处，
Whether we have any difficulties in our lives or whether we have any difficulties in our generation,
我们都可以有路，都可以解决。
We all have a way to resolve these difficulties.
或者这样说，你有了与神之间的交通，
In other words, if you have fellowship with God,
你就可以不怕任何的难处。
You will not be afraid of any difficulty.
约翰一书呢，也是特别写给末后时代的圣徒的。
The First John is particularly written for saints in the end times.
因为末后的时代呢，是一个危险的时代。
Because the end times is a perilous time.
我们知道，在这个时代中间，困难是非常的多的。
We know that during this time there are many difficulties.
难处也是非常的大。
And there's much affliction.
但是约翰告诉我们，只要我们跟神之间是交得通的。
However, John taught us, as long as we have some connection with God, some fellowship with God,
我们就不怕任何的难处。
We won't be afraid of any difficulty.
我想今天我们活在这个世界上的人，
Today, we who live on this earth,
我们看见这个世界呢，不断地产生很多变化。
We see that there are plenty changes in this world.
那个难处越来越多。
And we see more and more difficulties day by day.
所以很多基督徒啊，就忧心忡忡的。
Therefore, a lot of Christians are filled with sorrow.
因为我们不知道怎样来应付这个难处。
Because we don't know how to deal with our difficulties.
我们不仅看见我们个人里面有许多难处。
Not only do we see that we have a lot of difficulties with
this ourselves. 家庭有很多难处。
We also have difficulties in the family.
我们也看见教会中也充满了许多难处。
We also see difficulties filled in our church.
有很多时候我们要寻找方法怎么样解决这个难处。
Sometimes we're searching for means to resolve these difficulties.
其实弟兄姊妹们，约翰告诉我们很简单，只要你跟神之间里面是交得通的。
However, in reality, John teaches us that as long as you have true fellowship with God,
你就不需要害怕环境的变动，不要害怕世界所有的难处。
You don't need to be afraid of ever-changing issues and difficulties in this world.
我们从以色列人旧约的历史到新约教会的历史。
So from the history of the Israelites in the Old Testament and all the way through New Testament.
我们看见神的儿女们都经过很多艰难的时期。
We see that the children of God have endured very much affliction.
但是在那些时期的里面，
However, during those times,
只要有人跟神有交通，
as long as there's someone who could have fellowship with God,
难处就可以过去，
then the difficulties would pass.
如果人没有人能跟神有交通，
however, if no one could have fellowship with God,
这个难处就持续的延伸，
then the difficulties would sustain.
所以我们跟神之间的交通是多么重要的一件事情。
Therefore, you see how important it is to have fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们处这个世代，
Today, this generation we're in,
我们基督徒不怕环境的转变，
We Christians should not be afraid of the changing environment.
不怕很多难处出来，
We're not afraid of the arising
of the difficulties. 我们要怕一件事情，我们跟神之间呢，这个交通交不通。
The one thing we need to be afraid of is that we do not have true fellowship and communion with God.
所以只要有能交通，就不怕环境的改变。
As long as we have fellowship, we would not be afraid of the changing environment.
什么时候这个交通一断，我们个人和整个时代都会处在一个非常危险的一个状态中。
Anytime there's a cutting off of this fellowship, we ourselves and our generation would be in a perilous state.
这个交通啊，就好像人的现代人的通讯一样。
This fellowship is like your communication of men.
我们知道在战场上啊，
We know that in battlefield,
如果这个交通断绝，是很危险的事情。
If the communication is cut off, it is a very dangerous thing.
如果一个部队在前面跟仇敌作战。
Let's say there's some troops in the front line. They're fighting the enemies.
如果他跟后面的这个指挥部之间的交通断绝了，
If the communication between the front line and the command center at the back is cut off,
我们知道这个整个部队就会处在一个非常危险的状态。
We know that the entire troop would be in a very perilous condition.
甚至整个部队都会被消灭。
To the extent that the entire troop would perish.
我们常常讲，今天我们所处这个世代呢， 是一个通讯的时代, 对吧?
We always say that we live in an age of communication.
哦, 这个通讯非常的重要。
And our communication is indeed very important.
那么弟兄姊妹们, 我们跟神之间的交通, 那是更重要的一件事情。
However, it is even more important to communicate with God.
啊, 你知道神造人的时候啊,
You know that when God created man,
他跟造其他所有受造之物都不一样的。
He created man differently from any other created beings.
我们都知道，只有人是可以跟神之间有交通的。
We know that only man can have fellowship with God.
啊，所以那个 Andrew Murray 弟兄常常讲，他说呢，他领会说呢，这个神造人的目的之一就是交通。
Therefore, Brother Andrew Murray has said that one of the purposes by which man created, God created man is to have fellowship with God.
神把这个交通给我们呢。
God has bestowed us this fellowship.
这是一个特权,
it is a privilege.
你知道连天使都没有的,
you know, this is a privilege that not even the angels
只有人可以跟神之间有交通,
have. Only man can have fellowship with God.
因为人的里面有灵,
because there's a spirit within
神,
man.
所以把灵放在人里面,
the reason why God put the spirit in man,
那么这个灵就是跟神之间可以交通的。
You fellowship with God through your spirit.
我们晓得在人类堕落的时候,
We know that when men fell,
仇敌所破坏的在人身上头一个功能就是交通。
The first faculty that the enemy destroyed is fellowship with God.
因为仇敌知道这个东西的重要。
Because the enemy knows the importance of this function.
他知道只要把神与人之间的交通把它断绝了。
He knows that as long as he can destroy the communion with, between God and men,
人就摸不清楚方向,
Man will lose their direction.
神也不能做什么了,
and God cannot do anything.
因为天上的信息达不到地上,
because the heavenly message cannot reach the earth.
所以我们因此就落在黑暗的里面,
therefore we would fall in darkness.
落在混乱的情况里面,
we would fall in chaos.
所以亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树的果子,
therefore when Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the knowledge of evil and good,
我们晓得这个罪性一进到人的里面,
we know that once the sinful nature entered man.
第一个就是把人的灵破坏了。
The first it did was to destroy the spirit of man.
啊, 我们也可以说灵死了, 或者灵呢, 枯萎掉了。
In other words, the spirit has died or the spirit wilted.
那什么意思呢? 就这个灵的功用就失去了。
What does it mean? It means that the function of the spirit has been lost.
当这个灵的功用一失去的时候,
when the function of the spirit is lost,
神与人之间的交通就
The fellowship between God and man is cut off.
啊, 我们看一看亚当夏娃的故事。
Let's turn to the story of Adam and Eve.
当初因为他们不能听神的话,
Initially, because they could not follow the word of the Lord.
开头他们跟神之间是有交通的。
Initially, they did have fellowship with God.
但是呢, 亚当没有能遵行神的话。
However, Adam could not follow the word of God.
因为他没有听神的话,
because he did not listen to the word of God.
所以到后来我们看见他就永远再也听不见神的话。
So therefore, forever he could not hear the word of God.
所以当神把他们赶出伊甸园以后啊,
therefore, after God cast them out of the Garden of Eden,
神再也没有对亚当夏娃说过话。
God never uttered another word to Adam and Eve.
我们看见中间这个交通就断绝了。
We see that the communication between them was cut off.
所以仇敌非常知道神与人之间交通的这个重要。
Therefore, the enemy knows the crucial element of the fellowship between God and man.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到
Brothers and sisters, we've come to this age.
这个交通的道理好像很多人知道。We
all know the doctrine of fellowship.
但是我们晓不晓得今天我们处在一个非常危机的时代。However,
do you know that we're in crisis?
就是神的儿女跟神之间这个交通啊，出现很多问题。
Which means there are many problems in the fellowship between God and children of God.
这个交通不通畅。
This fellowship is hindered.
这个交通不明朗。
This fellowship is impeded.
所以地上的教会啊, 你就看见呢, 大家就偏行己路。
Therefore, the churches on this earth would rely on their own way, and that is total utter chaos.
如果我们跟神之间有交通,
However, if we have fellowship with God,
你很清楚神给我们的指引是什么,
you would clearly understand what the leading of God is.
这种的情况。
Therefore, the churches on this earth would not be manifesting the condition that they would, they do now today.
我常常讲
I often say,
从前呢，我们去欧洲的时候啊，要去欧洲啊。
I used to go to Europe.
那我们知道欧洲有一班爱主的弟兄姊妹在那里。
We know that there was a group of brothers who loved the Lord.
他们是与神有交通的。
They had fellowship with God.
所以教会的光景就维系在一个很好的情况。
Therefore, the condition of the church was maintained at a very good
state. 慢慢的，这些人都离开了。
Gradually, these people all departed.
那么最后我们看见斯百克弟兄离开了。
Therefore, finally, we saw that brothers T.S. Austin Sparks also departed.
今天呢，你到欧洲去啊。
Today you went to Europe.
你找不到这样的交通了。
You cannot find such fellowship.
所以在我们的感觉里面，好像今天在欧洲的教会陷入一片的黑暗。
Therefore, my sense is that the churches in Europe has fallen in utter darkness.
所以我常常讲，今天你要到欧洲去找交通，你只能找死人交通。
Therefore, I say, if you want to find fellowship in Europe, you can only fellowship with the dead.
这个什么达比的墓在哪里？什么这些有名的人物墓在哪里
？You can only seek fellowship at the graveside of, you know, deceased people like Darby and all these spiritual giants.
你要找一个活的交通很，找不到。
It is hard for you to find a living fellowship.
当然，也许在暗中有一些圣徒们有交通，但是我们不知道。
Maybe behind the scenes there was a fellowship between the saints.
所以我们知道这个交通是非常重要的一件事。
Therefore, we know that fellowship is crucial.
那么在英语的世界里面
，in the English-speaking world，
你看我们常常称教会叫 fellowship， 对吧
？We call churches fellowships.
啊，为什么叫 fellowship？
Why do you call it by that name？
啊，有时我问一个年长弟兄，为什么现在我们不叫 church 啊，也不叫 assembly， 叫 fellowship？
So I once asked an elderly brother why we didn't call ourselves a church or an assembly.
他说教会就是应该与神有交通。
And he said, churches ought to have fellowship with God.
所以这句话就告诉我们什么是真实的教会，真实的教会就是与神有交通的。
This tells us that a true church has true fellowship with God.
是圣徒们在灵里彼此也有交通的。
And then the saints also have fellowship with one another.
所以我们跟神之间交不通了。
If you do not have fellowship with God,
跟人之间交不通了。
And you do not have fellowship with men,
教会的意义就失去了。
The significance of the church is lost.
所以你可见这个交通是多么重要的一件事情。
So you can see how crucial fellowship is.
我们知道，一直到今天，仇敌还竭力的在破坏这个重要的经历。
We know that the enemy is still using his utmost strength to destroy this important function.
我们从旧约的历史里面也可以看见。
From the history of the Old Testament,
当亚当夏娃堕落，人和神之间的交通断绝了。
After Adam and Eve has fallen, the fellowship between God and them has lost.
神并没有放弃人。
However, God did not give up man.
所以他积极地做拯救的工作。
So that he proactively do the redemption work.
其实呢，最大的、最重要的第一步恢复，就是想恢复人跟神之间的交通。
And the first and the foremost important work is to restore the fellowship between God and men.
我们看见旧约里面，神还是常常来找人呢。
We see that even in the Old Testament, God constantly goes seek out men.
但是啊，你会发现在旧约里面呢，神只能在外面跟人讲话。
However, you know that in the Old Testament, God can only speak to men on the outside.
并且呢，都是断断续续的。
Also, it is intermittent.
并且呢，也只有特殊的对象。
Also,
不是所有的人。
He also has unique targets, and he is not fellowshipping with all men.
所以希伯来书第一章第一节就告诉我们。
Therefore, Hebrews 1:1 says,
神在古时呢，这个借着先知多次多方的晓谕啊。
Therefore, it says that God long ago spoke to the fathers in many portions and in many ways.
我们也看见神的心啊，他是多么渴望恢复跟人之间的交通。
We also see that God's heart's desire is to restore this fellowship with men.
但是那个交通处在一个非常困难的一个情况的里面。
However, that fellowship falls in a state of some difficulty.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
啊，但是呢，神并没有放弃。
However, God did not give up.
所以后来建造会幕了。
Therefore, he built the tent of meeting.
他就是希望 能够跟人之间恢复这个交通。
Because he hoped to restore the fellowship with men.
但是你看，在旧约是一个很艰难的一种状态中，跟神的儿女们对话。
However, God was in affliction when he had to have dialogue with his children.
所以这个是不能叫神的心得到满足的。
Therefore, God's heart is not satisfied.
人也不能满足。
Therefore, even men are not satisfied.
有的时候摩西从神得到了一些话。
Sometimes Moses would receive some word from God.
摩西就告诉了以色列百姓。
And then Moses would tell the people of Israel.
有时候这个大祭司呢，进到至圣所里面得到了一些话，就出来告诉神的百姓。
Sometimes the high priest would receive some word from God, and then he would tell the people of Israel.
所以你看见神的儿女们听见的都是转手的话。
Therefore, you see that all the things that the people, children of God, would hear are all secondhand.
当然，这些有些神的仆人很忠心，把神的话传递出来。
Of course, there are servants of God who are very faithful in preaching His word.
但是我们看见也有很多人没有讲神的话。
However, we also see that many people did not speak the word of God.
所以就给神的百姓中带来很多的难处。
Therefore, it brought forth great difficulty among the people of God.
所以旧约的时代，神把它结束。
Therefore, God ended the Old Testament.
那个是不能叫神满足的。
Because it was a period where his heart cannot be satisfied.
所以因此主耶稣基督必须到地上来完成救恩。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ had to come to this earth to complete the salvation.
我们知道主的救恩把一个新的生命赐给我们。
We know that the salvation of the Lord ushered in this new life.
而这个新生命一进到我们的里面。
And once this new life entered us.
第一件事情我们的灵里面光景活过来了。
The first thing that happened is that the condition of our spirit got revived.
现在呢我们不仅能察觉神的存在。
Not only can we sense the presence of God.
我们跟他之间还可以有交通。
Not only so, we can have fellowship with him.
所以我们感谢神。
Therefore, we thank God.
主恢复了这个交通。
The Lord has restored this fellowship.
那么因此呢，我们在约翰一书第一章里面可以看见。
Therefore, in 1 John chapter 1, you can see.
约翰就告诉我们，这个交通是在生命的里面。
This fellowship is fellowshipping in life.
这个交通是在灵的里面。
This fellowship is also in spirit.
这个交通是跟神之间直接的一个交通。
This is also a direct fellowship with God.
并且所有蒙恩得救神的儿女都可以和神有交通。
Also, all the brothers and sisters saved by grace can have this fellowship with God.
哇，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thing.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？在旧约圣经里面
，Brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament,
全本旧约圣经里面
，in the entire book of the Old Testament,
没有交通这个字的。
The word fellowship has never shown up.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在旧约时代中人的没有新生命，人的灵还没活过来。
Because people in the Old Testament did not have the new life, and their spirit was not revived.
你在中文中找到了那个交通那个字，其实原文的意思是交易。
In the Chinese, sometimes you find words that are like fellowship in the Old Testament, but it means transact.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们活在新约的时代中。
We live in the New Testament.
神的恩典临到我们是多么的宝贵啊。
And the grace that is bestowed upon us is so precious.
所以因着这个救恩的缘故，我们跟神之间的这个交通就恢复了。
And because of the salvation, our fellowship with God is restored.
我们可以与父交通，也可以与子交通。
We can have fellowship with the Father. We can also have fellowship with the Son.
神的灵在我们的灵里面引导我们，我们就跟神之间有了一个交通。
And the Spirit of God in us leads us, and we can have fellowship with God.
所以今天有主生命的人就可以有这个交通。
So today, as long as you have the life of God, you can have this fellowship with God.
并且是直接的。与神之间的交通。
Also, this is a direct fellowship with God.
那我们要问说，到底什么是交通呢？
Then we have to ask, what exactly is fellowship?
你读约翰一书第一章很清楚告诉我们。
If you read 1 John chapter 1, it clearly tells us.
真实的交通是你可以听见神的声音。
True fellowship is where you can hear in verse 1.
你可以看见神的荣耀。
And it's what you have heard and what you can see his glory.
然后呢，还有你可以摸到神的同在。
And also in verse 1, your hands can handle him.
所以在这个生命的里面。
Therefore, in your life,
你能听见神的声音。
When you hear the voice of God,
那个就是交通。
That is fellowship.
你可以看见主的荣耀,
you behold the glory of God.
看见神的作为,
you behold the work of God.
那个就是交通,
that is fellowship.
在你的生命中你可以摸到主的同在,
in your life, you can, if your hands can handle His presence, that is fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天我们已经拥有这个生命,
today we have this life.
啊, 我们应该可以听见, 可以看见, 也可以摸到,
we should be able to hear and see and handle with our hands.
这个是交通的内容。
This is the content of our fellowship.
我记得啊, 我这个 16岁得救。
I remember that I was saved at age 16.
当我 一蒙恩主的生命进到我里面,
when I was first saved by grace, God's life came into my heart. Not only did I know I was a Christian,
哎,
I could hear the voice of the Lord.
啊, 我年幼的时候呢, 有很多的这些坏习惯呢, 不好的情形, 都是因为主说话就改变。
When I was young, I had all these bad habits and terrible conditions, but because the Lord spoke to me, they were all changed.
啊, 主教导我要守规矩, 我就守规矩了。
The Lord taught me to follow rules, so I followed rules.
主告诉我不可以讲脏话, 我从那个时候就不再讲脏话。
The Lord taught me not to say filthy words, so from that point onward, I would not utter filthy words.
主告诉我你过去得罪这些人, 你得罪那些你要去对付, 我就把它对付掉了。
The Lord said, you have to deal with those people you've offended, therefore I went and deal with them.
我现在有时候回想啊, 这差不多都50年前的事情。
As I reflect that, it's almost 50 years ago.
非常的真实,
they were so real.
根本不需要人教导的,
you really don't need anyone to teach you.
并且呢, 主在里面一改正了, 一辈子都不会再犯, 你看多好。
In addition, the moment the Lord corrects you, you will never dare to make the same mistake in your entire life.
你们都听过我那个过马路红绿灯的那个只要这么一次的经历到今天从来没再犯过。
You've all heard about my experience of crossing the street with the traffic light. Once I made that mistake and the Lord spoke to me, I never would do it again.
很奇妙, 每次走到路口, 看到红灯我就很警惕啊。
Every time when I go to the sidewalk and I saw the red light, I was very alert.
我绝对不会走的。
I would not cross the road when the light is red.
你看, 你听神的话, 你跟神之间呢, 那个时候我不懂, 开始有了一点交通了。
At the time, I did not quite understand. I had a little bit of fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们, 这一点的交通带来真实的改变。
However, this little fellowship brought forth great changes.
啊, 主告诉我不可以随便乱丢东西, 丢垃圾。
The Lord taught me not to trash things around.
这个一直到今天, 我都没有 敢再犯过。
To this day, I dare not make the same mistake of trashing things around.
啊, 有一天晚上我睡觉的时候,
one night, I was asleep.
我跟你们讲很细小的事情呢, 告诉你这个生命是真实的。
I'm telling you things in minutiae to tell you that this life is real.
我先不要跟你们讲什么神永远的旨意什么大的, 先不讲。
I am not going to tell you eternal purpose of God.
对, 在生命的经历里, 就是这么细小的。
However, the true experience of life is in minutia.
啊, 有一天晚上我睡觉了, 我睡觉了, 那时候拿个, 拿一张那个卫生纸, 我就, 因为躺下来了, 对吧? 我就想说呢, 就把它丢到床旁边, 明天早上再丢吧。
So one night I was asleep, I have this tissue paper in my hand, but I was lying down, so I thought maybe I'll just put it by the side of the bed and I'll take care of it tomorrow morning.
这是最近发生的事情。
This happened recently.
忽然里面就有感觉了。
Suddenly I have this sense in my
mind. 你不可以, 你不可以这么丢。
No, you cannot touch the tissue paper by your bed.
我就想, 在我自己家里面, 我丢这个, 明天早上丢不可以吗?
So I was thinking, this is my own house. Can I put a tissue paper inside? And I can take care of it tomorrow morning.
我知道这是很小的事。
I know this is a minor thing.
但是顺服主是大事情。
However, obeying God is a big thing.
如果那天晚上呢, 我不起来捡这个纸, 我那天晚上睡不着觉。
If I did not pick up the tissue paper that night I would not have a good night of sleep.
我肯定要整晚上挣扎的。
Maybe I would struggle all night long.
所以我知道还是起来顺服比较好,
所以就捡捡。 Therefore, I woke up and I took care of the tissue paper.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
你只要在生命中与主有接触,
You have to have make contact in life with God.
你看基督徒的生活其实本来不需要人教导的。
Truly, the Christian life does not need any teaching by men.
所以今天呢，你知道我们的生活许多的软弱失败的情况，就是因为我们跟神之间的交通出问题了。
You know that we have all these weaknesses in our life because we have problems with this connection with God.
啊，当然了，弟兄姊妹，约翰在约翰一书里面告诉我们。
The Apostle John tells us in 1 John.
这个属灵的交通的程度啊，有三种不同的层面。
There are three perspectives of this fellowship.
他说有的像小孩子。
Some are fellowshipping like children.
这小孩子呢，约翰说他只认识父。
Little children, John said, they only know the father.
这什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
什么叫做认识父啊？
What does it mean to just know the father?
这个意思就是说，首先让你知道你是神的儿女。
So first you know that you're children of God.
啊，所以我们今天呢，一蒙恩得救的时候，至少我们知道我们是神的儿女，对不对？
So today, the minute we're saved by grace, we know at least we are a child of God.
因为我们是神的儿女，很多事情不能做的。
Because we are a children of God, there are many things we cannot do.
你会羞辱父的名啊。
You're going to profane the name of the Father.
你会做这件事情，叫父的脸上没有荣光了。
You do these things and the glorious countenance of God would lose.
我想这是我们蒙恩得救时候最基本的一个感觉，对不对？
This is the most basic sense when we are first saved by grace, isn't it?
今天在座弟兄姊妹，我们有谁还不知道自己是神儿女的举手看看。
Among our midst, who do you not know that you are a child of God? Please raise your hand.
因为你有了主的生命。
Because you have the life of the Lord.
至少你知道你是什么，你是神的儿女。
At a minimum, you know you are a child of God.
所以这个叫做什么？认识父。
This is the meaning of knowing the Father.
当然，我们一从开头的时候呢，我们成为神的儿女。
From the beginning, we are the children of God.
我们就可以跟父之间有交通。
We can start our fellowship with the Father.
当然了，这个开头的交通呢，这个层面是比较浅的啊。
Of course, initially, the fellowshipping with the Father is superficial.
对啊，我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过，有很多的时候呢，因为我们生命的程度比较浅，所以神跟我们要交通只能什么？只能 baby talk.
A lot of times I share with the brothers and sisters, because our life is so very shallow. Therefore, when God has fellowship with us, he can only do baby talk with us.
那我们都很喜欢跟孩子讲话，对不对？
We all love to talk to children.
你跟孩子讲话，你不能讲大话。
You cannot use high lofty words.
你不能说你要顺服圣灵啊，怎么的，哪里听得懂呢？
You would not tell a young child, you need to follow the Holy Spirit. He doesn't understand.
对吧？你只能说你好嘛，你乖嘛，就是这样。
You're good, you're good.
所以呢，神开头呢，神的儿女千千万万，神跟我们每个人都可以有交通的。
So initially, with the thousands and thousands of children of God, God can always initially have fellowship.
所以在我们生活里面，弟兄姊妹，你祷告，你跟神也有交通，对不对？
In our lives, when you pray to God, you also have fellowship.
但是你的交通是什么呢？
But what is your fellowship?
所以你看见今天有好多弟兄姊妹们呢，常常讲说，哎呀，你讲这个东西不实际。
So sometimes these brothers would say to me, whatever you preach is not practical.
啊，你讲这个不实际，那意思说呢？父啊，你讲简单一点嘛，我听不懂。
In other words, when they're not practical, speak it in more simpler terms.
啊，你到处都听见，很多年轻人喜欢讲这个，对不对？
A lot of young people like to say this.
啊，有些年轻人一来听到了，一听这个什么讲神的旨意，哦，这些信息是给 adults 的。
A lot of young people, when they come and hear, you know, the will of God, they are saying, this is for adults.
这说明什么？说明你跟神之间交通的层次啊，还在一个很基本的一个状态中。
This illustrates that you are still fellowshipping with God in a very fundamental level.
啊，那么约翰就讲，还有第二种人，他们被称作少年人。
Also, John also said that there are second group of people who are called the young men.
他们就是比较刚强的。
They are stronger.
啊，他们因为刚强的缘故。
Because they're stronger.
啊，所以呢，他们可以对付世界。
They can face the world.
啊，所以今天有很多基督徒，他们有点追求啊，这个比较圣洁的、公义的生活了，对不对？很多世界上东西啊，他们对付。
So there. Today, there are people who are more, who are holier, and they want to cast aside all these worldly things.
所以你看见他们跟神之间的交通啊，这个层次就拉高了一点。
So you see that their fellowship with God is of a higher extent.
啊，我也感觉到过去蒙恩的日子，后来呢，慢慢开始稍微这个年日久了一点呢。
I also, from my own experience, after I've been saved by grace longer.
啊，我对付的很多的层面的东西呢，就比从前呢要高了。
The facets of my dealings has grown bigger.
哦，学的功课呢就比较稍微的深一点了。
I am also learning deeper lessons.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这就告诉我们呢，现在我们呢还可以在这样一个层面中跟神之间有交通。
So this illustrates that we can still fellowship with God at this level.
啊，那么呢，更宝贵的是什么呢？
More precious of all,
是父老的交通
which is the fellowship of the fathers.
因为他们知道起初原有的东西
because they know the things that was from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
今天我们所处的世代，在这个交通上面来讲，目前来讲，可以说是处在一个最大危机的一个时候。
In our generation, this type of fellowship is at the greatest danger.
我有的时候在主面前里面会有一点的担忧。
Within my heart, I have this worry in the Lord.
看见过去一些爱主的侍奉主，他们认识主的人逐渐的离开。
We see all these people who love the Lord, who serve the Lord, they've all departed from us.
而现在后面的一代起来的时候。
Now a new generation has arisen.
哇，我们真是好像要进到四世纪的时代了。
It's like we're entering into the time of the judges.
我们也不认识神，也不认识神为神百姓所做的事。
We do not know God, and we do not know the works of God among the people.
你知道这个交通一断
，You know that once this fellowship is broken,
整个教会会落在一个非常混乱、黑暗的情形里面。
The entire church would be in utter chaos and darkness.
所以这是一个。非常重要的一个交通。
Therefore, this is a very important fellowship.
感谢神呢。
We thank God.
我们看见这个约翰。
We see John.
约翰不仅在约翰一书里面讲到需要听见、需要看见、需要摸到。
We see that not only did John mention you need to hear him, see him, and handle him with your hands.
我们知道他后来又写了一卷很重要的一卷书，叫《启示录》。
Also, we know that later on he wrote a very important book called Revelation.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多弟兄姊妹读这个启示录的时候啊
，A lot of times when brothers and sisters read the book of Revelation,
我们大部分都住在那看在那些什么奇奇怪怪的现象，对吧
？We always focus on these strange signs.
啊，一下出了个大龙，一下又来个大兽。
There's a great beast and a great snake.
哇，地上的情况怎样翻天覆地
？There are all these topsy turvy conditions on earth.
但是你有没有注意到啊？
However, did you pay attention?
在启示录里面
In the book of Revelation,
约翰讲了多少次的看见呢
How many times did John say, I saw?
约翰讲了多少次的听见呢
How many times did he say, I heard?
所以你可以从另外一个眼光看启示录。什么叫启示录啊？启示录就是一件看见的书，听见的书。
Therefore, from a different perspective, what is Revelation? It is a book that you can see and you can hear.
哦，你如果把启示录里面的这个看见、听见把它找出来
，If you pick out all the words with references to I've heard, I've seen，
你看约翰讲这个听见呢，大概有六十多次。
John has said he heard something about 60 times。
这个看见呢，大概有八十多次。
He has used the word I've seen about 80 times。
是吧？你一打开就看到约翰说：“我听见了，我看见了。”哎呀。
You open the book of Revelation, he said that I saw this and I heard that.
我们看见在约翰在这个时候，他里面的这个眼睛是明亮的。
We see that at this time, John's eyes were bright.
他整个的耳朵是开通的。
His entire ears were
opened. 他在主丰富的同在里面。
He is in the presence, the full presence of God.
他就是完全看见，完全听见。
He can see all and hear all.
所以就写下了。启示录这一卷书
Therefore, he wrote the book of Revelation.
哇，这卷书对今天末后时代的圣徒来讲是多么重要的一卷书啊
This is such an important book to the saints in the end times.
对不对呢
Isn't that so?
啊，在巴摩的海岛上。
In the island of Patmos.
啊，他听见后面有大声音啊。
He heard this great voice behind him.
转过身来就看见。
And he turned around and he saw it.
下面就不得了，一直听见，看见，听见，看见，听见，看见。
And on and on he saw and he heard and he saw and he heard.
他不仅看见我们的主耶稣基督那个仁慈的形象是一个完全的形象。
Not only did he see our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the perfect image.
他听见主神的声音。
He also heard the voice of the Lord.
听见圣灵的声音。
He also heard the voice of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，他不仅对神的旨意有个完全的看见。
Not only did he have a perfect seeing of the will of God.
看见宝座，看见宝座上的羔羊。
He saw the throne, the Lamb upon the throne.
看见天上很多的活动。
He saw all the activities in the heavens.
看见这些天使们怎样在那里服侍。
He saw how the angels served.
弟兄姊妹们，他也看见地上光景的翻腾。
He also saw all these chaos on the earth.
看见有多少的艰难困苦的事情将要临到这个世界。
He also saw all the difficulties and afflictions that would come upon this earth.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他不仅这样。
Not only so.
他把这个魔鬼也看得光光的。
He also clearly see through, the devil.
哎呀，这个魔鬼啊，所做的每一件事情都给他看见。
Every single deed that the devil would take, John has seen.
所以呢，约翰里面根本一点害怕也没有的，对不对？
Therefore, there is no fear in John.
今天呢，因为我们没看见，没听见，所以我们很害怕。
Today, we cannot see and we cannot hear. Therefore, we are in fear.
所以你能看见，你能听见，你有什么好怕的呢？
If you can see and you can hear, what are you afraid of?
所以你可见我们跟神之间的这个交通的关系是多么重要的关系啊。
So you can see this fellowship can bring in such an important relationship with God.
所以我们从启示录里面可以看见。
So from the book of Revelation we see.
约翰不仅讲交通，他实际告诉我们他怎样进入这个交通。
Not only did John preach fellowship, he entered into the reality of fellowship.
在约翰一书前面说到这个你可以听见，可以看见，亲眼看见，亲手摸到。
So in verse 1, it talks about how we have heard, we have seen with our eyes, and our hands have handled.
在启示录里他就告诉我们。
So in the book of Revelation, he tells us.
他实际的看见，实际听见。
He really has seen and he really has heard.
他真是在神的同在的里面。
He truly was in the presence of God.
我们知道那个时候他处的这个处境很艰难的。
We know that at the time he was in affliction.
因为他被放逐到拔摩海岛上去了。
Because he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
我想开头他的心情也是非常的低沉的。
I think maybe initially his heart was very down.
看着那个小亚细亚的教会隔着大海，也没有办法跟弟兄姊妹有交通了。
Because he could, there was a big ocean between the churches of Asia Minor. He could not have fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
但是因为他里面跟神之间有这个交通的关系在。
However, because he had this clear fellowship between, with God and this relationship.
你想想看，那一天约翰呢有了这么大的一个看见和听见。
Therefore, John had such a great seeing and a great hearing.
跟神之间有了这么样一种的交通。
And he had such a fellowship with God.
他的心情还会痛苦吗？
Would his heart be still in pain? He was liberated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们就讲的在生命的交通里面呢。
We talked about in fellowshipping in life.
有三个不同的层面。
We have three different aspects.
但弟兄姊妹们，最基本的层面啊，我们要跟父之间有交通。我们知道自己是神的儿女。
At the most basic fellowship, we have to have fellowship with the Father. We know that we are a child of God.
那么呢，若是主恩待我们，有一些弟兄姊妹们呢，在属灵生命上能够稍微往前一点。
But if the Lord is gracious to us, and our spiritual life can be pushed forward a little bit more.
我们可以跟主之间有像少年人一样的一个交通。
We can have fellowship with God like the young men's.
那今天呢，我们更是巴望在神的儿女中间，能够有一些人和神之间交通，像父老一样的交通。
However, we truly desire to have there some people who can have fellowship with God like the fellowship by the fathers and God.
我们在教会历史上看见。
We see that in the history of the church.
当有一些弟兄姊妹们。
When there were some brothers and sisters.
他们开始进入这种交通的时候。
When they entered into this type of fellowship.
哇，给教会带来莫大的祝福。
This has ushered in great blessing to the church.
因着他们那样的爱主和主之间的这种的更深的交通。
Because they loved the Lord so much, and they had such a fellowship with the Lord.
给教会带来恩典。
They brought out much grace to the church.
所以今天我们知道神的儿女们不怕环境的转变。
So therefore we know that children of God should not be afraid of the changes in the environment. We should not be afraid of any difficulties.
要怕的是什么？你跟神之间的交通接不上。
You need to be afraid that you lose contact with this fellowship.
如果有这种的交通，
If we have this fellowship,
你根本不必要惧怕于环境怎样的败坏。
You don't need to be afraid of the corrupt world.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
主已经把生命赐给我们。
God has already given us this life.
我们里面的灵已经苏醒过来了。
Our spirit has already been revived.
这个苏醒是为的是我们跟神之间能够恢复这个交通。
Our spirit is revived so that we can have fellowship with God.
所以如果我们跟神没有交通，
If we do not have fellowship with God,
我们跟弟兄姊妹怎么交通呢？
How are we going to have fellowship with brothers and sisters?
所以我现在看见呢，大部分呢，有的聚会里面呢，这个交通都是头脑的交通，那不是真正的交通。
I see that a lot of times in meetings, we have fellowshipping in our minds. It's not true fellowship.
所以大陆来的弟兄姊妹都知道，你们最喜欢用这个词叫交流，对不对？
We know that a lot of brothers and sisters from mainland China, they like to use the word communication.
我们知道这个交流不是交通啊。
We know that communication is not fellowship.
所以你下次呢，要跟弟兄姊妹来交通，你不要来交流啊。
So next time you should say, we're going to have fellowship with you, not have communication with you.
因为呢，交通是生命的。
Because fellowship can only be done in life.
交通是在灵里面的。
Because fellowship can only be done in the spirit.
所以为什么有很多时候我们感觉在神的百姓中啊，这么贫穷软弱呢？
Therefore, why is it that in the children of God, they're so poor and so weak?
我们读经好像缺少很多亮光呢。
We don't have light when we read the Bible.
因为你跟神之间这个还没有交通呢。
Because you have not had fellowship with God.
所以呢，我们彼此之间呢，那个交通就很贫乏。
Therefore, even it affects the fellowship with the saints, it is very lacking.
这是今天教会在地上软弱的很大的一个原因啊。
This is a big reason why the church is weak in this day.
所以我们必须跟神有交通。
Therefore, we have to have fellowship with God.
然后你从对神的交通里面，你再跟弟兄姊妹有交通。
From the fellowship with God, will flow the fellowship with brothers and sisters.
哇，这个交通，这个效果就不一样了。
The result of this fellowship would be totally different.
如果我们能恢复这样的一种交通，
If we can restore this type of fellowship,
弟兄姊妹，教会的真实的意义就会更多被显明出来。
The true significance of the church would be more manifested.
那么约翰在约翰一书里面告诉我们，
John also told us in 1 John.
当我们跟神之间能有这种的交通的时候，
When we can have this type of fellowship with God,
它第一个显出来的现象就是喜乐充足啊，喜乐。
The first thing that is manifested is in verse 4, your joy may be made complete.
所以这也可以说明就是一个真正跟神有交通的人才是一个喜乐的基督徒呢。
So therefore, it also says that one who have true fellowship with God would be a joyful Christian.
我们发现呢，今天在这个时代里面呢，这个好像很多时候教会缺少喜乐啊。
A lot of times in our day and age, the church lacks joy.
基督徒生活也缺少喜乐。
And Christians also lack joy.
我碰见有一些团体啊，他们就教导。
I have run into some groups, and this is their teaching.
他说：“让我们大家从今天开始起，喜乐起来。”
From today onward, let's be joyful.
怎么喜乐？看见弟兄姊妹就笑啊。
So how do you become joyful? You smile at the brothers and sisters.
有个弟兄就告诉他，他说一到那个聚会里，每个都是笑脸呢。
So this brother says that he goes to this church and everybody has a smiley face.
我们晓得这个不是用教导的，对吧？
We know that this is not a teaching, right?
你今天呢，到这个世界上，这有的东西呢，这个世界上称作是business manner 哈。这个要教导，对不对？你在什么公司行，在餐馆里做事，你碰见那个顾客来，你就笑，要笑的。
So in this day and age, in business, you have the companies will teach you business manners, right? You see your customers, you put on a smiley face.
因为有很多人感觉今天教会啊太不喜乐了，所以叫大家喜乐吧。
And some people sense that we lack joy in the church, and therefore the teaching is let's have joy.
我从前碰见一个老姊妹，她真是个喜乐的基督徒啊。
I used to have run into this old sister. She really was a joyful Christian.
但是她有时候教导人说，她说呢，因为这个保罗在腓立比书里面讲说，你们应当喜乐。
So because the Paul said in Philippians, this sister says, rejoice always.
他说这是神的命令。
This is the commandment of God.
他说神命令我喜乐，我就不敢不喜乐。
Because the Lord commands me to rejoice always, I dare not not to rejoice.
这真是爱主的爱主的弟兄姊妹啊。
This is truly a brother's sister.
听主的话就喜乐了。
You hear the word of the Lord and you rejoice.
但是有的时候太勉强，对吧？
A lot of times you do it out of compulsion, right?
像我那个小孙子一样，有时候他那个苦脸的，不高兴了。
Like my little grandson, he is a face full of bitterness. He's not happy.
Hey, give me a smile face.
So give me a smiley face.
结果呢，他就勉强笑，笑得苦笑，一点都不好看。
So he makes this smiley face that is not smiley face at all.
我们基督徒呢，不是这样在外面来遵行的。
We're not following God's command in the outward.
弟兄姊妹，你在灵里如果跟主真的有了交通
，If you truly have fellowship with God in your spirit,
快乐无比呀。
You are happy beyond words.
我从前碰见一个弟兄，他刚得救的时候啊，快乐无比，因为刚刚灵里面的光景开了，跟神之间接触了。
I ran to this brother when he first saved at grace. He was happy beyond words because his spirit was revived and he had fellowship with God.
他说：“你知道吗？我昨天快乐的不得了。”
He said, "Yesterday I was so very happy."
我不知道怎么办。
I don't know what to do.
他说我就跑那个操场上跑了三圈。他说。
So I ran three loops around the field.
这是基督徒的经历啊。
This is the experience of a Christian.
你有没有这样的经历啊？
Do you have this experience?
我有的时候在主面前一个人关在房间里面跟主有交通，一下子这个交通开的时候快乐不得了哎。
Sometimes behind closed doors I have fellowship with God and it is an unhindered fellowship and I was so happy.
我也不知道怎么办，我就在房间里面走来走去。
I don't know what to do too, so I just pace the room.
真的，这个快乐，弟兄姊妹们，是因为你跟主之间有这样一种的交通。
Truly, you have this happiness because you have this fellowship with God.
所以约翰告诉我们，我们把所听见、所看见的交通给你们，可以使你们的喜乐也满足。
Therefore, John says, I fellowship with you what we've seen, what we've heard, what our eyes beheld, so that your joy may be made complete.
所以真实的交通会带来喜乐的。
So true fellowship would usher in true joy.
哎呀，今天我们看见地上教会的光景，真是可怜了，对不对？
We see that the condition of the church on this earth is indeed deplorable.
你们原谅我这样说啊。
Please forgive me for saying that.
我们因为不快乐，所以人家想办法怎么叫他快乐。
Because we're not happy, we're trying to find all kinds of ways to make ourselves happy.
用尽各式各样的一些的方法。
Every which way.
我们需要这些吗？
Do we need those things?
因为我们人是有感觉的。
Because we have feelings.
我们也知道什么是快乐。
We know what is happiness.
是吧？有吃的好东西也很快乐。
We eat good food and we're happy.
所以我们就来吃吧。
So let's have good food.
所以有很多聚会就是整天在那里那讲台上报告，就是谁做包子，谁做馒头。
Therefore, in many assemblies, they would make great announcements of who brought, you know, great casserole and great cakes.
这个弟兄姊妹听到说哥哥没声音，这样都低着头。一说包包子，眼睛就亮了，就是这样。
The brown sisters would be motionless, emotionless, when they were sitting. When they heard the announcements of these great casseroles, then their face lit up.
要不然就是弄很多的活动。
Or they organize many activities.
我们前不久有一对弟兄姊妹，他们从东岸到我们那里聚会。
Earlier there was a couple who joined us from the East Coast.
那边他跟那边弟兄们打电话的时候。
When he called those brothers and sisters on the phone.
那弟兄们说：“你在那边还好吗？”
They asked him, "Are you well over there?"
你们那边聚会怎么样啊？
How is your meeting?
他说：“我们这里的聚会啊，除了……”圣经就是圣经，没有活动。
We are outside of the Bible. There's just the Bible. We don't have activities here.
当然我听了我也感谢主啊。
When I hear this, I also thank the Lord.
我们弟兄姊妹只注重圣经。
Because our brother only focuses on the Bible. We don't want activities.
我们有一个弟兄啊，就说我们现在活动太少，弄点活动吧。
Sometimes our brother says, we have too few activities. Let's make some activities.
感谢主，我没有讲话。其中负责弟兄们说 ，No， 不要。
I did not say a word, but the other responsible brother says, No.
因为我们基督徒的喜乐是邻里与主交通的喜乐。
Because the joy of the Christian is the joy outflowing from the fellowship of the Spirit.
如果今天我们一定要靠感官的刺激来喜乐，这个基督徒的光景已经是堕落了。
If we have to be stimulated in our senses to become joyful, then our condition of spirituality has already fallen.
所以约翰告诉我们，你只要跟神有交通，你定会是喜乐的。
Therefore, John tells us, as long as you have fellowship with God, you will certainly be joyful.
你个人的生活里与主有交通，你定会是个喜乐的基督徒。
If you have fellowship with God in your individual life, you will surely be a joyful Christian.
啊，如果我们整个教会在这里跟主都有交通。
If the entire church has proactive fellowship with the Lord,
这个整个聚会就充满喜乐。
The entire fellowship would be filled with joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
约翰在晚年写这个，实在是非常的重要。
John wrote this; it's indeed critical.
特别为着末后时代的圣徒。
And this is particularly written for saints in the end times.
所以我们需要跟神之间能够有。畅通的交通。
Therefore, we need to have this unhindered fellowship with God.
啊，那么约翰也告诉我们。
John also tells us.
如果我们跟神有交通
，If we have fellowship with God，
我们定规是行走在光中。
Truly, we're walking in light.
他说：“神是光，神在光中，所以呢，我们只能在光明中才能与神有交通。”
He said that in verse 5, God is light. Therefore, we can only have fellowship with God in light.
一方面来讲，我们在光中与神交通。
On one hand, we have fellowship in light with Him.
另外一面来讲，我们跟神有交通，就证明我们行走在光中。
On the other hand, because we have fellowship with God, therefore we walk in light.
哦，所以在约翰一书里面，约翰就讲了，如果我们行走在光中，我们就不犯罪了。
Therefore, John says that if we have fellowship with God, we will not sin.
基督徒缺少光啊，就会犯罪。
If Christians lack light, we will sin.
所有的罪啊，都是在暗中的东西。
All sins were committed in darkness.
是吧？很多时候我们里面一黑暗呢，那就是可怕的东西。
If we have darkness within, it is a dreadful
thing. 如果你里面充满了亮光，你怎么会犯罪呢？
If light is filling in your heart, how could you sin?
很多弟兄姊妹都有蒙光照的经验啊。
I'm sure many brothers and sisters have been enlightened before.
你看，当神的光一进来的时候
，When the light of God enters into you,
哎呦，我们就看见自己里面的黑暗败坏。
We see the darkness and the corruptness in us.
主就给我们力量，能够去对付这些。
Therefore, God gives us strength to face all these things.
我那个年轻的时候，小的时候对付过很多东西啊。
When I was young, I have faced many things.
哎呦，我都对付的东西啊，这个当时都是很为难的。
A lot of times, the things I overcame when I was young were quite difficult things.
我现在有时候回想看那个16岁的一个小男孩啊，就讲我自己了，是吧？
So when I was a 16-year-old young boy,
他懂得什么叫做这个什么去向人家认错对付这些罪呢
？How would a 16-year-old boy knows what is confessing your sins and deal with your sins? Confessing to other people.
因为我小的时候也是一个人家看我表面看起来我很老实的。
When I was young, on the outside, I was a very honest boy.
其实我承认，我跟你们讲，我也做过很多坏事情。
But I confess, I've done many, many bad things.
别人不知道。
It's just that other people didn't know.
哇，我们家的邻居很喜欢我。
All the neighbors loved me.
这个台湾人呢，他非常喜欢我。
All these Taiwanese neighbors loved me.
因为我看我这个方头大脸，他觉得这个孩子很好啊。
Because I have this broad, big head.
他不知道我也会撒谎
的。I didn't know that this child could also lie.
我有时候还会偷人家东西来的。
And sometimes I could steal.
那个时候小孩子嘛，根本就不懂就。所以做了很多事情。
Because I was a child, I was ignorant. I did all kinds of bad things.
哎呀，后来一得救了。
And then I was saved by grace.
主光照我。
The Lord enlightened me.
哎呀，我觉得麻烦了。
I said, "Oh, I'm in trouble."
啊，我们做坏事容易，去承认坏事很难的。
It is easy to do bad things. It's hard to confess the bad things.
你得罪人容易, 你要向你去认错很难的。
It's easy to offend people. It is hard to seek repentance. It's you would lose face.
但是你必须要去对付。
However, you have to be dealt with.
为什么年轻人呢? 我讲一点我的故事。
For young people here, I'll share with you my stories.
因为我们那个时候有一个很要好的一个朋友啊, 我常常有时候去他家。
I had a very good friend and I went to his house a lot.
后来呢, 因为我看他有他集邮票, 他那个集邮册呢。
He collected stamps and he has this books with stamps.
我看见有这么多邮票, 我偷他两个也没关系。
And I saw all these stamps in his books. I said, I can steal a few and he wouldn't notice.
所以我就偷了他几个邮票。
So I stole a few stamps from his collection.
啊, 等我一得救麻烦了。
And then I was saved by grace. I'm in trouble.
因为我里面有了主的生命啊,
because I have the life of the Lord in me.
主就光照我了,
the Lord enlightened me.
啊, 所以我有时候眼睛一闭, 就那几张邮票就出来了。
So the minute I closed my eyes, these stamps that I've stolen would come into my mental.
哎呀, 我说, 主, 这个好多年前的事情, 忘了吧, 忘了吧, 算了。
So I said to the Lord, this is many years ago, just forget about it.
你赦免我, 我那个做的是不对的。
Forgive me, what I did was wrong.
但主说不行。
The Lord said, no.
你要去对付。
You need to be dealt with.
哎呀, 难得不得了。
Oh, it's so hard.
因为你知道吗? 那个时候那个家庭呢, 对我们的家庭已经有点看不起了。
You know, at that time, that family really looked down on our family.
而我做了这个事情, 如果我再去认, 这还不仅是我个人呢, 这个面子拉不下来, 连我爸爸都要被连累了。
If I went to repent my sins, not only would I lose face, even my father would lose face.
我心里面真是为难啊。
So I was so perplexed in my heart.
我喜欢祷告, 但是一祷告, 眼睛那个邮票就出来了。
I love praying, but the minute I started to pray, all these stamps that I stole would come into my mind.
你无论对自己讲什么理由, 你用什么变化, 它没有办法出去的。
What, however you reason and you analyze, you cannot cast that away.
因为圣经告诉我们说, 这光是真光。
Because the Bible tells us this is the true light.
这个光你是避不开的。
This light you cannot avoid.
我知道如果你不对付, 你永远过不去。
Because if you don't deal with it, you will never be dealt with.
因为我们的主要救我。
Because our Lord wants to save me.
所以他就盯住这件事情不放。
So he's fixated on this issue.
哇，那一段日子把我搞了好几个月, 难过得不得了啊。
So it carried on for several months. I was so perplexed.
啊，感谢主, 主有爱。
However, we thank the Lord, he has love.
所以主用爱鼓励我。
So the Lord constrained me with his love.
所以最后我降服下来。
Therefore, finally, I surrendered.
我就把那几张邮票找出来。
So I located those stolen stamps.
然后呢, 写了一封啊, 认罪的书。
And I wrote a letter of confession.
哎呀, 我就把它, 把它这个封起来, 就把它寄给那个人。
And I sealed up the envelope and I mailed it to that person.
你知道我拿着那封信啊, 站在那个邮筒跟前, 我犹豫了半天。
You know that I was standing before the mailbox and I was hesitating for a long time.
要不要丢啊?
Should I post it into the mailbox?
这一丢下去就不得了了。
The minute I post this mail, great things will happen.
啊, 我整个的尊严都没了。
All my honor would disappear.
哦, 站在那里啊, 一个人犹豫很久啊。
So I stood by the mailbox and I hesitated for a long time.
啊, 所以后来呢, 你咬紧牙根, 好吧, 死就死吧。
So finally I gnashed my teeth and said, okay, fine, I'll die with it and I post the mail.
不过感谢主, 到今天我也没收到回信。
But thank the Lord, I never got a response.
我相信他接到了，他恐怕也很好笑的。
I suspect he has received my letter and he thought this was laughable.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
however, brothers and sisters,
这个叫交通。
This is fellowship.
神把我们放在光中。
God puts us in light.
如果今天你跟神之间要有畅通的交通,
if you want to have unhindered fellowship with God,
必须活在光中,
you need to live in
当你跟神之间有这个畅通的交通的时候,
once you have this unhindered fellowship with God,
才证明你这个人是活在光中,
this manifests that you live in the light.
所以一活在光中,
once you live in the light,
基督徒 自然对罪有一种的排斥。
Christians will normally have this resistance to sin.
约翰所以告诉我们就不犯罪。
Therefore, John says you will not sin.
那么还有一个点。
There's another point.
如果活在光中，
if you live in the light,
我们就能彼此相爱。
You will love one another.
我们也晓得今天在基督徒中间，这个彼此相爱啊，是个命令，但是最难遵守的命令。
We know that among Christians today, love one another is a commandment, but it's the hardest commandment to follow.
对，对初蒙恩的人来讲还简单一点，对吧？
This commandment is relatively easier for people who were just saved by grace.
刚得救到这里啊，看每个都爱啊，好啊好啊。
You're just saved by grace. You come here, you look, everybody is lovely.
你蒙恩了十年八年之后啊，就不敢讲了。
After you've been saved by grace, 10 years, 8 years, you don't say the same thing anymore.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你活在与主的交通当中
，However, if you live in the fellowship with God,
你就容易。彼此相爱。
It is easier for you to love one another.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个交通很重要啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this fellowship is indeed so crucial.
真理的实行不是用你自己外面的行为来做的。
The acting out of all these this truth is not by outward deeds.
所以约翰在这里告诉我们，我们要彼此相爱。
Therefore, John says, love one another.
如果你跟神没有交通。
If you do not have fellowship with God,
叫你去彼此相爱很困难。
It is very hard for you to love one another.
因为时间缘故，我简单讲，还有可以行义。
Because of time limitation, I'll say that you have to practice.
我们知道行义的生活多重要啊。
You know how important to your life for you to practice righteousness.
因为我们的主是义人。
Because our God is a righteous one.
所以我们也应该是成为义人。
Therefore, we also ought to be righteous ones.
但是我们生活中太多不义的东西了。
Because,
对不对？
However, in our life, we have so many unrighteous.
只有在光中主把我们显明了。
Only in light, God can reveal those things to us.
就救赎我们。
Therefore, God redeems us.
结果我们就可以活出义的生活。
Therefore, we can live out this life of righteousness.
所以你知道这个交通所带来的果效非常的重要。
So you see that the result that the fellowship brings out is
very important. 如果你是活在这个交通的里面
，If you live in fellowship,
你自然就是一个住在基督里面的人。
Naturally, you are a person who is abiding in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and
sisters, 约翰一书讲这个属灵生命的经历啊。
First John talks about these spiritual experiences.
第一个重要的点就是交通。
The first crucial point is fellowship.
因为我们的主非常的重视这个交通。
Because our Lord pays so much attention on fellowship.
他知道只要神的儿女跟他之间这个交通没有断绝。
He knows that as long as the fellowship with his children is not hindered.
仇敌再做任何的事情对我们都无可奈何的。
The enemy can do anything and they can't do anything to us.
只要我们的交通跟他一断绝。
But the minute the fellowship is broken off.
教会就会受到仇敌的欺凌。
The church will be bullied by the enemy.
神的儿女们呢，就会被仇敌来欺骗。
And the children of God will be deceived by the enemy.
所以今天我们和神之间的交通，这是一个关键性的东西。
Therefore, today to have fellowship with God is a crucial element in our life.
所以主为着要保证我们跟他之间这个交通的畅通。
For God to assure this unhindered fellowship with us.
因为我们知道一有罪进来了，人里面就黑暗了。
Because he knows that once the sin comes in, we have darkness within.
一有错误东西进来了，
once faulty things come in,
我们跟主之间的交通就断绝了。
Our fellowship with God is broken off.
所以主耶稣用他的宝血为我们的交通做了一个非常大的保证。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus uses precious blood to give us this firm assurance for this fellowship.
今天我们为什么要求主的血来洁净我们呢？
Today, why do we ask him to cleanse us with his blood?
当然，一方面除罪，好叫我们将来免了很多审判。
One, of course, we want to be out of sin so that we are out of judgment in the future.
我们应当记得，现在这个除罪还有一个更大的一个作用，就是恢复我们跟神之间的交通。
However, to cleanse us from sin has a more important function, which is to restore the fellowship with God.
所以在我们这一面，我们一个很基本的态度需要守住。
So on our side, we have a very basic attitude to behold.
我们需要承认。
We have to confess.
我们需要悔改。
We have to repent.
这个是我们在主跟前一个正确的态度。
This is a correct attitude that we should have.
所以只要我们承认，
Once we confess,
只要我们悔改,
once we repent,
主的血把我们洗净,
the Lord's blood would cleanse us.
我们跟神之间的交通自然就畅通了。
Our fellowship with God would naturally be unhindered.
你看在教会历史上,
you see that in church history,
一些大复兴的时代临到的时候,
when there's great revival,
首先显出来的就是什么? 全教会, 神的儿女们都在神面前悔改。
The first manifestation is that the entire church will repent before God.
人人认罪。
Everyone will repent.
所以很多人懊悔, 流泪在主的跟前。
A lot of people would repent and shed tears.
结果教会被洁净了。
Therefore, the church is cleansed.
他们和神之间的交通恢复了。
And the fellowship with God is restored.
神的恩典祝福就进来了。
And the grace and blessing of God would be ushered in.
弟兄姊妹, 我们处在一个危险的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we're in a perilous time.
特别在这个时代。
Particularly in this time.
就是连神的儿女。
Even the children of God.
我们对罪。 失去了敏锐的感觉。
We don't have this keen sense towards sin.
我们对很多错误的东西。 我们取了妥协的态度。
And we compromise on a lot of these faulty positions.
我们包容了很多不应该包容的东西。
We forbear a lot of things that we ought not forbear.
所以当这些错误、这些罪恶、这些不应该有的东西掺杂在教会里面的时候，
Therefore, when these things, these faulty things, these things that ought not be in the church are mixed in the church,
我们跟神之间的交通就断绝。
Our fellowship with God is cut off.
或者是不清楚。
Or at least it's a murky.
所以我们需要主的怜悯。
Therefore, we need the mercy of God.
主回来的日子迫近了。
Days of the Lord is near.
我们真是巴望主在我们中间能做荣耀的工作。
How we desire the Lord to conduct His glorious work in our midst.
但在属灵生命的经历上， 第一重要的事情需要把交通把它恢复。
However, in our spiritual experience and growth, the first thing that needs to be restored is fellowship with God.
所以约翰 在约翰一书里面，
Therefore, John in 1 John
把这个非常重要的经历了，那么写给我们，
wrote about this very important experience to us.
我们巴望在今天这个世代里面，
we desire that in this day and age,
我们每个弟兄姊妹都成为与神交通的人，
every single brother and sister can have fellowship with God.
最基本的，我们要在神站在神儿女的地位上跟神有交通。
As a basic minimum, we have to stand as the position of a child of God to have fellowship with God.
再刚强一点的, 我们要像少年人一样的交通, 对付这个罪恶的世界。
And if you are stronger, then fellowship on the basis of the young men and to overcome sin.
至少从我们个人的难处, 家庭的难处, 事业的难处上面, 因着交通的缘故, 主把我们释放。
Because of fellowship, we can be liberated from difficulties individually in our family and in our church.
我们更需要祷告。
Furthermore, we need to pray.
在弟兄姊妹当中，
in our brothers and sisters,
有人能跟神之间有父老的交通。
That we can have fellowship like the fathers with with God.
让父那永远的旨意、荣耀的旨意能够显明在神的百姓当中。
So that the eternal purpose of God, His glorious will, can be manifested in men.
所以虽然今天我们也不能寄望说在地上全面的光景都能够达到恢复。
Even though we dare not hope that the entire condition of man can be fully restored.
至少我们一个心愿。
However, we ought to have this heart's desire. Our individual condition can be restored.
我们在这里一同的聚会能够被恢复。
And our assembly here can be restored.
所以今天早晨呢，我把一个 很基本的一个真理啊，那么和弟兄姊妹再交通。
So today I share with you a very basic truth.
请我们记得，约翰告诉我们在属灵生命经历里面，这是第一个重要的经历。
Please remember that John said this is the number one experience.
这也是今天这个末了的时代一个重要的经历。
This is also an important experience in this end time.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let's bow your heads for a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of joy.
你从千万人中拯救了我们。
You have saved us out of thousands.
你不仅用血洁净我们。
Not only did you cleanse us with your blood.
你也把你的生命赐给我们。
You've also given us your life.
你让我们里面的灵重新 活过来。
You revived our spirit once again.
你为要叫我们能够进入与你的交通。
So that we can enter into fellowship with you.
主啊，但愿我们每个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹都与你有交通。
We desire that all brothers and sisters who have been saved by grace can have fellowship with you.
能够有畅通的交通。
Unhindered fellowship.
在我们的生命中。
In our lives,
我们真是看见你。
We can truly see you.
摸到你。
We can, our hands can truly handle you.
能够听见你。
And we can hear you.
主啊，但愿在这些日子。
Lord, in these days,
我们所有神的儿女们在交通的事上都有美好的恢复。
All the children of God, would have a restored fellowship with you.
在今天这个黑暗混乱的时代中。
In this dark and chaotic times today,
我们更需要有人能明白你的心意。
We furthermore need someone who can know your heart's desire.
能在你的光中走在你的心意的道路上。
So that the light, the church can walk in light and your heart's desire.
主啊。
Lord,
仇敌是何等的恨恶我们与你交通。
The enemy hates for us to have fellowship with you.
所以我们求你拯救我们。
Therefore, we entreat you to save us.
我们愿你借着使徒约翰所写的话。
Through the words that the apostle John has written.
成为真理的光进到我们的里面。
Would become the truth and the light and come into us.
主，让我们的生活因着与你交通充满喜乐。
Through your fellowshipping with you, our lives can be full of joy.
让我们的生活因着与你有交通充满亮光。
And that our lives will be full of light because of fellowship with you.
谢谢你的恩典、眷顾和怜悯。
Thank you for your compassion and your grace and your mercy.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.